Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
February 22, 2019, an orchestra of 42 radios and 4 musicians performed The Sounds of San Donato, Radio Symphony Orchestra, a new work by composer Jason Keddy, who had been invited by Radio Papesse to create a piece based on the sound memories of the rapidly changing neighborhood of San Donato in Firenze, Italy. This symphony orchestra brought together ideas of radio listening with the harmonies sprung from a collectivity. Rhythms, noises, memories, voices are coming together in a symphony dedicated to a formerly industrial neighborhood that is discovering its new identities. This is The Sounds of San Donato, Radio Symphony Orchestra, by Jason Keddy.
Quello mi viene in mente oggi è pum pa pa pi 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 pa 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 fretta.
Thank you. 74 anni qui abito dal 54 nel 1950.
Mia madre diceva non devi essere male, ci sono tutti gli altri, c'è tutta figura, io riuscivo un po' più riuscivo quella roba sarà detta
questo luna questo tempo c'era.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Symphony Orchestra, The Sounds of San Donato by Jason Cady. 42 radios and 4 musicians for a changing neighborhood in Firenze, Italy. We still have few minutes left in this radio show, and that's a good excuse to introduce some other pieces by Jason Cady.
Damn pretty good, considering you.
Synthesizers, opera, and narratives punctuate his work, like in Candy Corn. An opera short in 3 scenes about memory, technology, and the nature of identity.
I don't remember.
Well, you know, as Andy said, forgetting is a form of dying.
Was that one of his tweets or something he actually said?
I don't know what you get.
120, what you get?
80. Okay, so it's 420 to 360. Your lead, your deal.
You ever think of starting over, like new career, moving out of the city, you know, whatever?
No, I'm pretty happy with our lives.
Really?
Yeah, why not? I mean, sure, things could get better, but throwing everything away.
What about just as a thought experiment?
Like, what if we were Russian spies?
No, I mean, what if I gave up singing and went back to school to become a social worker?
Oh, okay, I see.
But then I think I should keep my church gig because the pay is good.
Yeah. And it's just Sunday, so.
But then I think if a really good gig came along, I'd still take it.
Well, yeah, of course.
And I'd still write songs, so, you know, step by step, I'm back to where I am now.
So, what's wrong with that? It means you're satisfied with your life.
Well, maybe satisfaction is just a lack of imagination.
But is inevitable anyway, right?
Yeah, but we shouldn't just let change happen to us.
You know what they say, man makes plans and God laughs.
Well, God sounds kind of like an asshole.
You should read his book, Total Asshole, Petty and Vengeful, Created in Our Image.
And when I think about leaving the city,
was the last time you even talked with your parents?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking with my mom at all these days. So, you really want to give up our apartment just to be near them?
I hate Arizona.
Yeah, me too.
They put your phone away.
Why?
Come on, we're hanging out.
I was just...
What a fun Halloween.
Pajamas,
trying to play cards while you ignore me.
I was just looking at people's costumes on Instagram.
Whoa, check this out.
What is it?
You know, suspenders, Converse, a wig, and a violin. It's Einstein on the beach.
Oh, cool. Is that someone you know in real life?
Yeah.
I don't even remember going to the beach last summer.
We just went out for...
This radio show is presented by Radio Papesse, introducing a new production by composer Jason Cady and fragments of his work. We moved from the new piece, Radio Symphony Orchestra, and its sounds of the changing neighborhood of San Donato in Firenze, to a fragment of Candy Corn, a short opera dealing with loss, memory, technology, and identity. The last excerpt of Jason Cady's work for this radio show comes from The Captives, a surreal and ironic story about science, aliens, and humanity.
Humanity is just a concept. I care about you and me and all my friends and family that died because of the stupid aliens. But I don't care if we go extinct. Don't you realize it's too late? Humanity was not the human species, it was our culture. Our history, our civilization, and that's already gone. Before the plague, humans caused the extinction of so many other species. And what did you and I do to try to stop those extinctions? Don't you wonder why the aliens are trying to conserve us? I mean, people brought back the bison just to eat them. And look at us. We're confined by the aliens in these breeding zones. Is this the kind of life you would want for your children?
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Die Frau tankte auf dem Kopf gelber, geknallter Helm. Die Kanäle knattern draußen, treiben die Rätsel herum. Nicht jedes gelangt in den Körper zurück. Die Frau zählt Nummern auf, Luftquadratmeter, die Erstickten wurden gefragt. Entdeckst du? Siehst du? Hier war Wasser. Wasser wurde entnommen aus dem Tankkörper. Der Hitze ist viertürig. Mit der heißen Luft rutscht Metall in die Rohre. Nicht jeder gelangt in den Körper zurück. Wagen startet in die Türme. Nahrung rein, Rest raus. Auf der linken Seite des Grundrisses mit gebogenen Fingern Faust. Vier Türme ist die Frau. Ein Turm, Brücke zu ihm. Das ist kleiner. Das ist der Verbinder. Es erreicht den Himmel wie der Zeppelin. 9 Kilometer entfernt setzen die Details wieder ein. Unter dem Fuß, immer noch Kohle, die Stadt ein bedeckter Tank. Zuerst die große Glocke sinkt nieder, drückt Wasser raus. Die Kleine schiebt den Druck, den Drehstoff schließt den Turm. Beim Gestell der Holzerhitzerloch aus dem heißes Metall stürmt das. Ist der Spielplatz der Arbeiter. Der Tank, eine Kanne, die gepresste Luft in zwei großen Beinen über den Rausammler, auf die Beine Metallstiefel geschmolzen. I am a drone. 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 A drone. I am a drone. A drone. I am 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 a drone. Der Kältebläser startet gleichzeitig mit Rollladen im Schaumkartus, Untersuchungsscheine und Räder von den fahrschirmigen Geweben nicht mehr zu sehen, wie sie runterfliegen. Die Rollladenstreifen zerstückeln die Stoffe in die Luft laufen gelassen. Elastische Metalle stützen das Dunkelglas. Unverletzbar ist die Forschungsbasis. Der Kältebläser liefert 2 Stunden lang die kreisen gelassenen und gekühlten Bakterien. In der Lunge wärmen sie sich und werden neu lebendig. Das mittagszeitige, grünbestreifte, sprudelnde Leitungswasser aktiviert ihre Eigenschaften. Eine Mutter presst sich zwischen die Glasschichten. Am Fenster vernichten das letzte natürliche Licht. Zu der Präsentation Time Session schafft die Klimaanlage schon kontrollierte Bakterien hinüber in die Organismen der Forscher. Dessen Blockieren gehört zu den Kontrollern aus dem 7. Stock. Sich erheben. Bei einem Fügungsfehler kommt sie in die echte Sonne hinaus oder klemmt sich in die Streifen wie die anderen, rührt sich zusammen zwischen die Rollladendrähte und klebt sich dann wie die Mitarbeiter. Sie interessiert die Naturenergiequelle auch nicht mehr. In einem Kokon optimalisiert sie sich bis zum nächsten Ausbrechen.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.